All right. Time to dive into something pretty exciting today, and that's hot peppers. We got this awesome article, The Ultimate Hot Peppers Guide to Spice Up Your Life. And I gotta say, it's got me thinking, maybe there's more to these fiery fruits than we think, huh?
You know, you're absolutely right. I think it's easy to just focus on the heat aspect, but there's actually a whole lot more to peppers than just that. History, different ways to use them, health benefits. It's a pretty fascinating world.
I'm totally with you. So the article starts off talking about the Scoville scale, you know, the way we measure how hot a pepper is. Like jalapenos, those are usually around 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville heat units or SHUs. But compared to some of the really hot peppers, those are practically mild.
It's really incredible how the Scoville scale actually lets us put a number on that heat. And that burning sensation, by the way, comes from capsaicin. It's a chemical compound. And what it does is it triggers our pain receptors.
Oh, so that's how it works. Speaking of heat, though, remember the Carolina Reaper? That used to be the hottest pepper in the world, over 2 million SHUs. But the article says there's a new champion.
Yeah, right? Pepper X. And it's a whole other level. Yeah. It clocks in at, get this, 2.69 million SHUs. Honestly, I can't even imagine what that level of heat would feel like.
I know, right? It's got to be intense. But here's something I found really interesting. Birds. They can eat hot peppers without feeling any burn at all. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is pretty wild. So basically, birds, they don't have those specific receptors that react to the capsaicin.
Yeah.
That's why they don't experience the burn. It's actually kind of a win-win for both the birds and the peppers, right?
Yeah.
The birds get a meal, and then the pepper plants, they get their seeds spread around, which helps with biodiversity.
It's like this perfect little partnership going on there. The article also mentioned that people have been growing and eating hot peppers for a really long time, going all the way back to the Aztecs and Mayans.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ancient cultures, they didn't just use peppers for flavor. They actually used them for their medicinal properties, too. So, like, they would use capsaicin, that compound we talked about, to help reduce pain and swelling. Which, you know, if you think about it, is pretty interesting because we still use it today in pain relief creams and things like that.
Wow. So those ancient practices are still relevant even now. That's so cool. And the article even lists some really impressive health benefits like helping with weight loss, boosting mood, and there's even talk about potential anti-cancer properties.
Yeah. And a lot of those benefits actually do come down to that capsaicin. It can help stimulate metabolism, burn more calories, and even trigger the release of endorphins, which are those feel-good hormones. Though, one thing to keep in mind, if you're adding hot peppers to your diet, start slow, right?
Yeah, that's good advice. You don't want to go overboard and then end up regretting it later. Okay, but get ready for this. This one totally blew my mind. The article mentions hot peppers in skincare. I never would have guessed that.
Right. You wouldn't think it, would you? But actually, capsaicin's anti-inflammatory properties, those can be really beneficial for the skin. Plus, hot peppers have vitamin C and E, which are both great for collagen production and protecting your skin from damage.
So we've got history, medicine, skincare. I mean, the list just keeps going. But on a bit of a different note, the article also brought up pepper spray.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a prime example of how strong capsaicin can be and how it can be used for self-defense. It's all about triggering those pain receptors we talked about earlier, and it causes this really intense irritation that can deter attackers.
Definitely something to keep in mind, especially if you're thinking about personal safety. Okay, so let's turn up the heat a bit and talk about the super hot peppers. Those are the ones that are just off the charts on that Scoville scale.
Those are the peppers that push the limits. You know?
Yeah.
Like the ghost pepper, which is around a million SHUs, and then you got the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion, which can be as high as 2 million.
Those are some seriously spicy peppers. It makes you wonder what makes people want to try them.
Well, for some people, it's the challenge, that adrenaline rush of experiencing that intense heat. For others, it's about the flavor. You might be surprised, but super hot peppers have these really unique flavor profiles that can add a real kick to a dish. And that actually brings us to another topic. Hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. Hot sauce, definitely a fan favorite. And it seems like there's a hot sauce out there for literally everyone, from mild to super spicy.
There really is. And a lot of that variety actually comes from the different peppers that are used to make them. You've got the smoky flavor of chipotle, the fruity taste of habanero. Each pepper brings something totally unique to the mix.
It's like a whole world of flavor just waiting to be explored. But we should probably warn people, if you're handling those super hot peppers, you're going to want to wear gloves.
Yeah, absolutely. Safety first, for sure. It's amazing how something that can bring so much heat can also have so many different uses and benefits. It really makes you think about all the potential that's hidden in everyday things.
I couldn't agree more. Hot peppers are so much more than just something spicy to put on your food. They really show just how complex and interconnected the natural world is.
And speaking of interconnectedness, I'd love to know what you've been thinking about as we've been exploring this topic. What's been standing out to you?
Yeah, what's grabbing your attention? The health benefits, the ancient history, or maybe just all those different flavors and heat levels?
We're going to be back after a quick break to dig even deeper into these incredible peppers, so stick around. It's pretty amazing when you think about it, you know? Something as ordinary as a hot pepper can have this whole rich history and so many uses that you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah, totally. It makes you wonder what other cool stuff is out there just waiting to be discovered, right?
But before we go too far off topic, I'm really curious about all those different kinds of hot peppers and how they're used in cooking.
The culinary side of things. Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. The article talks about how hot peppers, they aren't just about the heat. They can actually add a lot of flavor and complexity to dishes. It's like each pepper has its own, like, personality or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's got its own unique flavor profile.
That's a great way to put it. Like, take the chipotle pepper. It's got that smoky, earthy flavor. And it's really popular in Mexican and Southwestern cooking. You know, like in a smoky chipotle salsa or a rich adobo sauce.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good. And then you've got habanero peppers, which are, like, fruity almost. They have that citrusy kind of flavor, and they're used a lot in Caribbean and South American dishes. Jerk chicken, spicy seafood stews.
Exactly. And then, of course, you can't forget about the jalapeno. It's got to be one of the most versatile peppers out there, right? It's got that subtle heat and a little bit of sweetness, so it's great for sauces. You can even stuff them.
I just love how each pepper can completely change a dish, you know?
Yeah.
Take it to a whole new level. It makes me want to get in the kitchen and start experimenting.
Me too.
Mm.
That's the fun part about cooking with hot peppers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about trying different combinations and figuring out what works for you. The article does say to start slow, though, especially if you're not used to eating a lot of hot peppers.
That's a good point. You don't want to overdo it at first. It's better to build up your tolerance gradually and really appreciate all those nuances of flavor.
For sure. And another thing to remember is that you don't always need the hottest pepper to get the best flavor. Sometimes a little bit of heat is all it takes to make a dish really stand out.
That's true. So we've talked about using them in cooking, but the article also mentions some pretty interesting ways to use hot peppers that have nothing to do with food, like pain relief and pepper spray. But there were a couple others that I thought were really cool.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely a few others worth mentioning. Did you know that capsaicin is sometimes used as a natural pesticide?
Really? I had no idea. That's so interesting.
Right. The way it works is that capsaicin irritates pests and keeps them from damaging crops. So it can be a good, environmentally friendly alternative to some of those harsher chemical pesticides.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So hot peppers are helping us keep our food safe and our gardens healthy. What else is there?
Well, they're still doing a lot of research, but capsaicin is also being explored for its potential to treat certain medical conditions, like cluster headaches and even some types of cancer, believe it or not.
Wow, that's incredible. There's so much potential there. It seems like we're just scratching the surface with hot peppers.
It's a good reminder that there's always more to learn, even about things we think we know pretty well.
Definitely. It all goes back to that article title, The Ultimate Hot Peppers Guide to Spice Up Your Life. It's not just about spicing up our food. It's about that feeling of adventure, of trying new things.
That's a great point. It could be anything, right? Trying a new hot sauce, experimenting with different peppers in your cooking, or even just being more open to new experiences in general.
I love that. It's all about embracing that sense of curiosity and adventure. So before we move on from our hot pepper exploration, we want to hear from you.
What did you learn about hot peppers today that surprised you? What was the most interesting thing you heard?
We're all ears. Share your thoughts with us, and then we'll be right back with some final thoughts on the fascinating world of hot peppers. We've been on quite a journey today, haven't we? From that whole capsaicin science thing to those crazy super hot peppers. It seems like they really top up everywhere.
It really is amazing. Ancient medicine, modern cooking, skincare, self-defense. They've been a part of human history for a long time and in so many interesting ways.
And it's not even just about the heat, right? We've talked about how all those different types of peppers bring something unique to the table, adding all those layers of flavor.
I'm curious, you know, thinking back on everything we've talked about today, what really stood out to you? What piqued your interest about these plants?
You know, for me, it's gotta be how versatile they are. They can spice up your food, help with aches and pains, protect your garden, and maybe even play a part in medicine. It really shows you that nature is full of surprises. Even the simplest things can have so much potential.
I completely agree. It reminds me of the article's title, you know, The Ultimate Hot Pepper's Guide to Spice Up Your Life. It's not just about adding heat to what you eat. It's about that feeling of adventure, like always being open to new things.
Exactly. Like maybe trying a new hot sauce, experimenting with different peppers when you're cooking, or just, you know, generally being more open to new experiences.
I love that. So as we wrap things up today, we want to leave you with this thought. With everything we've learned about hot peppers, what's one new way you might think about using them in your life?
Let that question kind of simmer for a bit. Maybe it'll inspire you to try a new recipe, or maybe it'll just give you a new appreciation for these amazing little fruits. Whatever it is, until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.